Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. Toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. If you have a question or some topic of discussion, we'd love to do that with you. So give us a call. We want you to be a part of this one. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, another horrific event down in Sutherland, Texas, and what an incredible thing that this just keeps happening time and time and time again.
I know. It's like here we are again, you know, announcing the same thing. We need to pray for these people in Sutherland, Texas. We were praying for people in Las Vegas and, you know, praying for people in other parts of the other country. And, you know, we're almost getting desensitized. These things are happening so much. And but yesterday was hit me kind of hard that that this happened in a church. And I know there was the shooting in South Carolina in a church. And, you know, these churches and schools and hospitals are sacred places, are safe places. And when people start marching in and pulling out guns and shooting people and in the places that we hold sacred, that everybody, regardless of, you know, religious background or affiliation, you look at a church, you know, that's a safe place. Yeah. That's a sacred place. And yet something horrific, something evil, something unholy took place there. And it's just really, really sad to me. And certainly, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the families. I know the pastor, his 14-year-old daughter was one of those that was killed in this horrific event. And you ask the question that is asked in the book of Revelation, how much longer, Lord, how much longer are we going to have to endure such horrific tragedies? And this is just sheer terror and evil in the heart of a person. And of course, you know, we're all scratching our heads and wondering, well, why? What's the reason? Is there something that we can do to prevent these things from happening? So it's already being politicized. Yeah. You know, folks are talking about, you know, that he's probably a mental patient and some mental disease. And so there's that discussion that's happening. And all of that, we forget about the 26 people.
Yeah, and their families.
And their families. And so today, I just want to remind our listeners that there were 26 people that lost their lives. There are families, there are loved ones, there are husbands, there's wives, there's mothers, there's fathers, there's daughters that have all been affected by this tragic event. And, you know, God so loves people. It's the verse says God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. But that world that he's talking about is people.
Right.
And we have to recognize that our hearts should respond to those people that are suffering today. And I just encourage our listeners to pray for those folks. And there was a passage of scripture that came to mind. It's 1 John chapter 4, starting in verse 7. It says this, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And anyone who does not love does not know God." So there's the problem right
there.
That's the problem. Anyone who does not love does not know God. So at the root of every single tragic event, every act of terrorism, every mass murder, this is at the root of it. Here is somebody that does not know God. Because if they knew God, they would understand that God is love. And that's exactly what this verse says, because God is love. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, in this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So God is love, and he has made that love known to us in the person of Christ Jesus. And when we respond to that, we are born again, and we start to grow in this knowledge of God. And that's what's missing out there in the world, the true knowledge of God. We as believers have that true knowledge, and boy, these tragic events, I think just deepen the resolve, or should deepen the resolve in each and every one of us who know the name of Jesus, to open up our voices and to make known the true knowledge of God in this world. That's the only solution. Yeah. That's the only thing that can move us in a new direction, in a direction that we're all praying that this world will go. Well, for it to go in that way, we as believers need to take the lead.
Yes.
And make the knowledge of God and the person of Christ Jesus known throughout this world.
Without question, Bob, thank you for those words. And friends, we need to be here every day on the air to minister in the lives of people who are hurting, people who need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, every month, Bob, as you well know, we provide a very meaningful resource to our listeners just to say thanks for those of you who donate to keep the ministry going. And, you know, basically that's the secondary part of it. The first part of it is that we need your ongoing support so that we can be here to minister, as I said. And this month we are going back into the Friday editions that we had a few months ago and pulling out hard passages. Many times, I'll just ask you, how many times have you been reading along and just very happy in your relationship with the Lord and your personal Bible study time, and you suddenly just come across a verse that stops you in your tracks, a verse that seems to be totally frightening, just out of the blue, or at best causes you to wonder why that passage is in the New Covenant? Well, for this Thanksgiving month of November, we have a great resource for our Basic Gospel donors. It's a 2-CD series called Hard Passages. As I said, we went back into the archive with our Friday editions, and we pulled out 20 of the most frequently misunderstood passages in Scripture, Hard Passages. And we're going to send you a copy of it as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. You'll find the donate link on our homepage at basicgospel.net, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Make your gift, and we'll send you a copy of these hard passages. 2 CDs, 10 on each, 10 hard passages on each of the CDs. So again, donate by phone at 844-322-2742 or by website at basicgospel.net. And, of course, PayPal is a good way to donate as well for those of you outside the U.S. and Canada. But, friends, we just need to be here to be able to be available to reach out into the hearts and lives of people who need to hear that Jesus loves them and gave himself for them. So, Bob, we're going to go down to Thorndale, Texas right now and talk to our friend Clay. Clay, welcome to the broadcast. You are on the air.
It's a sad day.
It is.
You know, I'm not that great a reader, but can I read Matthew 18, 1 through 6?
Yeah, quickly do so.
Okay. Well, I can just paraphrase it. You know, the disciples wanted to know who the greatest in the kingdom was, and Jesus called a little child and them and set him in the midst of them. And he said, except you be like one of these little children, you can't even enter the kingdom of God. And he says, whoever comes against or hurts one of these little children, it'd be better that you tie a millstone around their neck than drowned in the depth of the sea than it will be for them for judgment. Now, half of those victims yesterday were children, but they were all gathered together in childlike faith to worship God in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, this Mr. Kelly, this Devin Kelly, he paid the consequences and he died dead. Now, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. I'm believing that every one of those victims yesterday is absent from their body and be present with the Lord. And it says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We recognize that the thief isn't this Mr. Kelly. It's the devil, but he used Mr. Kelly to do his big three, and now he suffers the consequences. And so to get back, he's got to pay sevenfold. So I think everybody ought to go out and spread the gospel more intently and lead more people to Jesus and show him that he did not win with this thing.
Well, Clay, those are good words, and I appreciate you sharing those on the broadcast today. You know, as Paul wrote in Ephesians, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood. We want to make each other enemies instead of recognizing that there are certainly spiritual forces that are moving and playing out their agendas within the course of human events. We saw that yesterday. We saw the agenda of the dark forces and in a place where God had given life to people through His Son. And I think we're just going to see more of kind of that division. And we as believers, as I said, we need to take the lead and share the good news to let people know the true knowledge of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. So, Clay, thank you for your good words today. We sure appreciate it.
We do indeed. And friends, if you have a question or something you'd like to add to the conversation, we have open lines right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Bob had a kind of an interesting question from an anonymous writer. It says, in Colossians 1:24, Paul says that he rejoices in the sufferings, in his sufferings, and that he was filling up what was lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of the church. Since Jesus paid the ultimate price in his suffering and death, what part of his afflictions was lacking?
Well, as far as his work on the cross, there was absolutely nothing lacking. When he said, "It is finished," that's exactly what he meant. He came to do the will of his Father, to offer his body as the once-for-all sacrifice to take away the sins of the world. And we read that time and time again in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. All this is from God, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. So what Paul is saying there is that the work Jesus was sent to accomplish, he completed. He fulfilled it. He did exactly what God the Father sent him to do. And the result of that is reconciliation between God and man. It wasn't that God was at odds with us. It was that we were at odds with him. And this work of Jesus bridges that gap and puts us together on the same page so that we can enjoy a relationship one with another. So as far as the finished work of Jesus Christ is concerned, there is nothing that anyone can add to that. So what is Paul talking about as far as these sufferings are concerned? And Paul, when he was saved, when he met Jesus on that road to Damascus, he was taken into the city, and Ananias, a man named Ananias, went to him and said, I've been sent, and I am going to show you the things that you are going to suffer on account of your mission. You're going to be sent to the Gentiles, and you're going to suffer mightily in the work that I have set you apart to do. And so Paul recognized that. He knew that wherever he went, that suffering was going to be a part of what he experienced. I mean, he was beaten. He was almost drowned on a shipwreck. He was, starving at times. He was cold. He just wanted his coat. Paul experienced so much. And so he said, I count it joy, and I rejoice in these sufferings. We read that in Romans chapter 5. James and Peter talk about this as well. And so they're just recognizing that as Christ was mocked and he suffered, he said that we were going to suffer as well. And so Paul was saying, I just want to fill up on the sufferings that are coming. I know that that's a part of my life, and I don't want to be lacking in what God has set me apart to do. So it has nothing to do with, hey, we're filling up that bank, so the full afflictions of Christ can be accounted to him. No, he suffered exactly what he was going to suffer on the cross, we're just going to suffer as we carry out this work of the gospel. And that's all Paul is saying here, is that I don't want to be lacking in that.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate hearing from our listeners. If you have a question, you can give us a call right now, as a matter of fact. 844-322-2742. You can drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. You can pose a question through our Facebook page, and you can pose one through our Basic Gospel app. We encourage you to use one of the methods, and we would love to address your question on a soon-coming edition of Basic Gospel. But right now, open lines, 844-322-2742. Bob, I mentioned the two CD series that we produced called Hard Passages. Give our listeners your take on that.
Well, boy, we had a great time putting this series together. As you mentioned, we did it on radio on our Friday teaching edition. We handled two or three hard passages every week, and we culled through those and pulled the most asked questions about the most difficult verses in the Word of God, and we put them together in a two CD series. So it's 20 of the hardest passages. I think most of them are out of the New Testament. And why these passages are hard is because they hang us up on the most important issues concerning our relationship with Christ.
Right.
Forgiveness of sins, our new identity in Christ, eternal salvation. Are we saved forever, or can we lose salvation? So it addresses all of those questions that we have that we want solid answers for. And some of these passages, when they're taught wrong or when they're read from the wrong perspective, can trip us up. So we want to put assurance in your heart. We want to anchor you to the solid rock of Jesus Christ. And I think these answers will do that. So if you've struggled, you want assurance of salvation, this is a wonderful series for you. If you're in ministry and people are asking you various questions about Bible passages and you're scratching your head wondering what the answer is, well, this is a great resource for you as well. So take advantage of it. Make a donation to Basic Gospel this month. Help us continue doing what we're doing on the air, and you'll get a great resource that will help you in your journey with Christ, and will help you reach out to others and share the same good news that has changed your life with those that you love. So take advantage of this. It is a wonderful, wonderful resource.
Yes, indeed. And friends, all you need to do is click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy of Hard Passages, two CDs, and they're just full of these hard passages that Bob and Richard explained. Again, 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob had an interesting question from Kim in Pennsylvania. She says, I'm so troubled. She says that her husband is getting on up in age and is divorcing her, says he was a minister and Sunday school teacher, but turned violent. She says she feels he is not saved. She says, I prayed for him for over a year. The divorce proceedings are continuing. Is he too old and stubborn and led away by the devil to be saved? She says, I just feel like giving up. That's from Kim in Pennsylvania.
Well, our heart goes out to Kim, and that's a very difficult situation. Somebody that is, quote, been a pastor, has been a Sunday school teacher, and then all of a sudden turns violent. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to ask some questions. Why? I mean, why is he doing this? Is there something that is happening inside of his body? Has he started taking some medication that this may be, you know, a side effect of? Is he in physical pain? Is there something going on that is the cause of this? Or in his conversations, has he said, I reject what I once believed? And if that's the case, then he probably was never saved to begin with.
Yeah.
And but is there hope? The answer is always yes. If somebody is breathing and somebody is... there's always hope for this gospel message to really penetrate and touch a person at the very depths of who they are and bring life to that person. So Kim, if I'm in your shoes, I just continue to pray for him, to pray that the reason for all of this comes out. I also would say to you, if he is being violent towards you, you need to be safe. And so if that's the situation that you're in, then you need to find safe haven, whether it's at one of your kids' houses or a friend's or something. You don't want to put yourself in that situation where the violence could affect you. So you need to find a safe place. And in doing so, dig a little bit and find out really what's going on with him.
Yeah, right.
I wish I knew more of the details.
Yeah.
Because there are lots of reasons that this could be happening.
Right.
But you need to be safe, pray for salvation, and ask some questions to see if there's anything else going on in him or around him that could be the cause of this drastic change of behavior.
Right, exactly. Well, we appreciate, as I said, hearing from our listeners. And we heard from a Wendy in Oregon who has a concern about her relationship with God and in general, as a matter of fact. She says, I've done a Google search for the question, what do I do when I've blown it big time with God? All of the websites giving answers to this question tell me what I should do when this happens. All of the answers seem to be basically using Psalm 51 as the remedy for what to do when we blow it. I ask this question because of our relationship with God. It's so critical. I don't want to do anything that damages that relationship or cause division. What do you say on this? That's from Wendy in Oregon.
Well, I was asked that question on a television interview several years ago when my book Simple Gospel, Simply Grace came out. And the question was, what do I do when I sin?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what Wendy is asking. And I said to my friend John, who was interviewing me on that program, I said, well, let me ask a better question. What does God do when we sin? And that's the important question
yeah,
to me.
Yeah.
And here's what God does through his Holy Spirit is he reminds us that we have forgiveness in Christ Jesus, that Christ shed blood, took away that sin once and for all. So God has dealt with it. God judged it. God condemned it. God punished it in the person of Christ Jesus. So it's been dealt with. God wasn't surprised when you did it. He's not going to be surprised in the future when you blow it again. But he's going to remind you that you have forgiveness in Christ Jesus. In Christ, you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He's going to assure you that you are a child of God. The Spirit of God is going to bear witness with your spirit that you indeed are a child of God, that you belong to Christ, you're an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And then he's going to get to the root of why this is happening. The root of all sin is unbelief. And he is going to start reasoning with you on what's going on in this particular area of life so that you can learn how to trust him in that particular arena, so to speak. So look to Christ and rest in his finished work. Allow the Spirit to put thankfulness in your heart and trust God to lead you and teach you how to trust him in that area of your life.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, thanks for those thoughts. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers are still aimed to the Lord, of course, for those who have lost their lives and lost family members. 26 families are people were mowed down, cut down this past, just yesterday morning in South Texas. And so our hearts are with those folks. And so, folks, we encourage you to let's keep this good news coming because it's the only message that has lasting benefit, the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to remind you also, once again, as we close what we've been reminding you since the start of this this particular month, that we have this great resource called Hard Passages that we pull from our Friday teaching editions. We want you to have a copy of it and it's yours as you make your gift to Basic Gospel during the month, this Thanksgiving month of November. So just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and we'll send you a copy of Hard Passages. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, that's our broadcast for today, everybody. So glad that you could be with us. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.